This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Oh, I love a big finish.
Oh.
Anna Murphy.
Yes.
Occasionally we're so blessed to, you know, be in a position where we can promote new talent, new fresh young blood.
I know.
Which is way removed from you and I. Like
the young and the talent bit. The young and the talent bit. It's not nowhere in this room.
No,
well,
it's
it is
not.
Actually.
It is.
But it's not in the Murphy group.
Zebulon.
Sorry, Tim, I just dragged you
oh,
into
no,
that.
Oh, no, I'm lucky that.
I'd like to make welcome to the studio Zebulon Howe, who is basically, well, he's the new up and coming. I like to refer to him as the male lord.
Oh.
How does that go for you? Afternoon.
A dream.
Now, for all of you who don't know him, he was – what year were you on X Factor?
2016.
Yeah. Was that the final – that was the final year, wasn't it? Was it the final – wow.
They
and where did you
–
and they ran out of money.
They ran out of money.
Where did you end up in it?
Top 10.
Top 10?
Yeah.
It's pretty bloody good.
Mm.
It's very good.
Yeah, it was fun.
Some of the comments they passed about you, it was funny at the start because they were referring to you as all sorts of things. What did you find the hardest to cope with the whole X Factor?
The hardest part, I think, was the criticism, I think. Like,
because they were pretty harsh,
there were some
they?
Nasty people in the world, yeah.
And
are you talking like online?
Oh, yeah.
That's really tough. It must be horrible.
It was kind of comical though, but it was
hard to ignore though when you're trying to compete and do your best. My
and
God.
I don't even remember who the judges were that year.
Was it Danny Minogue?
No, so they had Guy Sebastian, Iggy Azalea, Adam Lambert and Mel B.
Oh,
Scary Spice.
And did you get to meet them? It was up close and personal. Like,
spent a lot of time with them. They were really, except for Iggy, she was a bit off with the fairies.
She's hardly a singer, is she?
Yeah,
like really. Let's face it.
I don't think that's what the game is today. I don't think we need to bag out Iggy Azalea.
No.
Yeah, okay. and so did you kind of get allocated a judge to help you through and all that kind of stuff?
Is it? So Guy Sebastian was like our mentor.
And what
he's come in here. We've interviewed him. He's lovely when he was in here.
He was really nice.
Yeah. Good, because you were going to break my heart. If he was amazing.
And he's like a true musician.
Yeah. And that's much like you, though, because I looked at you. When I knew you before you went on the show, I saw you go on the show. And because you're an artist, I find that you're an artist, that's a really, they're sort of, I don't know, I find the whole X Factor thing really trying to appease a commercial sort of thing, image, whatever it is, and you're so not like that at all.
I'm not.
No.
But it was interesting being in such a commercial run like atmosphere.
Yeah.
It was
Did you
crazy.
Feel stifled by that though? Were they trying to direct you into a
No, surprisingly, I think they just knew I wasn't going to kind of conform.
You weren't going
so they kind of just like let me go off
do
and do
thing.
It.
And do you play your own, for the people at home, do you play your own instruments or do you write your own music?
I sing and songwrite. So that was probably the biggest struggle, is having to sing someone else's songs.
Right.
Yeah. But you did a really good job with, like...
Oh, thank you.
Did you do a David Guetta thing?
Adele.
Close, very close.
They Adele. Are so similar.
They both have D's in their name.
They both have letters in their name.
I knew that was
that's
close.
Right.
It was really close. But that was... I remember... Even though I don't remember the artist, I remember it was really good. Like, it was really good.
I love that.
And now, can you two shut up? I'm trying to serious interview here.
Sorry.
Yeah, so now that you've got past all that, because, you know, when I met you, you were just a little dude from the Gold Coast.
I know, it was a little trash
And now
bag.
You've been on X Factor and your life is remarkably different. But you've been writing songs from an early age.
Yeah.
How does your songwriting differ from where you were then and where you are now?
Well, I definitely had a lot more life experience. Yeah. Shitter things happen.
And, good, right from the heart.
Yeah.
Depress us all.
A few breakups. And, yeah, I think it's changed. I didn't really know what I was writing about when I was younger. Mm. You know, you kind of think you do.
Well, you need those life experiences. Dean always says that he thinks I'm funnier when I'm miserable and I'm single.
Yes, like, most comedians are.
He said when I was in a relationship, he said, you've just become really boring. I'm like, oh, okay, cool,
So don't you ever go getting happy.
The takeout message here is.
There's more money in power ballads of sadness. Speaking of, you're going to play us a new song, which you played to me not long ago, and I was like, I'm really I'm excited for you because I think this is it's new, and hopefully your phone doesn't ring halfway through this. That's all I can say is hope the phone.
Hey, we're community, right?
We can put it. Yeah, no, I know. But this, what's the name of the song, and when are you launching it?
So the song's called Meet Again. I'm launching it on the 3rd of August.
Yep.
And then I've got a show booked at Revolver on the 4th, so the next day.
Awesome.
And, I'm really excited. I've been working with a new record label called Vicious Records. And the producer, his name's Cam, and we kind of just came up. He sent me about 15 tracks, and this is the one that I liked.
Yeah, I like this too. And this is what I kind of say. I feel like you're going in that direction of, like, a male version
Adele.
Of... a lord who's sort of like Avicii. I don't know. You know, like, anyway. But let's hear it now. This is the new one from Zebulon.
Remember when I loved you and I gave you everything that I owned? Remember when I tell you that I treat you like a king in his throne? Remember all the times you'd fall asleep and leave me to my own? I'm taking back what's mine, and I'll show you just how much I've grown. Your voice still haunts me in my head. So do we have to meet again? You've broken down and lost control. No fire burning in your soul. Respect to stab me clean with your knife. I'm so damn happy that you've left. And knowing I'm more than what you ever say. So do we have to meet again? You've broken down.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. That's a new one from Zebulon.
So do we have to meet again?
Supporting local talents. our show, Anna Murphy. Do you want to say anything about that? You're looking stunned like a stunned
No,
mind.
I was
Isn't
just listening to the song that you were talking all
it's
over.
It's lovely. Now, if you'd like to go and see the launch, Zebulon, where is it again?
So it's at the Revolver Band Room on the 4th of August.
It's funny because a lot of people wouldn't have been to Revolver unless it was like, you know, Monday morning.
That's so, just you.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, no.
And what's the capacity? How many people does it hold? And is
I actually have no idea how many it holds. It packs out, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's pay at the door. It's like $15 entry.
Yep.
Got two support acts who are really cool as well.
Yeah, so
really
you're cool. doing, how many songs are you doing?
Oh, God, I don't know. I'm there for an hour, so I'll just talk a lot
it's
of shit.
It's about 14 tunes if you're on Joy.
It's about 14 tunes. And at that time, you're on at about 9:30.
Yeah.
Doors open about
7:30.
Doors never shut, do they? Over 24 hours a day. At least at that decent hour, you'd probably be able to leave the gig and not feel like you need to be hosed down. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Well, listen, we wish you all the best.
Thank
because
you so
it is,
much.
It's so good to have young local talent, you know, just creep up the paces here, and you know this is what Joy is about. It's actually a platform for so many people. So thank you for coming in, and we wish you all the best.
Thanks, guys.
You enjoy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.